is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome into the Tuesday edition of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. Hope everybody's doing well on this Tuesday morning. We've got a loaded show for you here today. Titans general manager John Robinson joining us at 7:30. We'll get hot and heavy into the Tennessee Titans with him. Looking ahead to the NFL draft taking place later this week. That coming up at 7:30. Chris Mason at 8:30, a big win for the Predators last night against the Florida Panthers. Our weekly visit with Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports at 9 o'clock. And as always, taking your thoughts on our text line all show long, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, presented, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Joe Rexroad, how are we doing this morning? What's going on?
We're doing super duper.
Super duper, huh?
That's what I got for you.
There you go.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
There you go.
Hold on. Hold on. Do you know that I can spell that?
Can you really?
SUPERCALIFRAGILISCICESPIALIDODC. Oh, no. ALIDOCIOUS. Dang it. I can't believe I screwed that up.
God dang it.
You almost had it.
It's been a long time.
So close.
Man. It's been a long time. I got the ALIDOCIOUS.
Dang it. That was pretty impressive.
All right.
That was the most impressive misspelling I think I've ever seen.
I used to really impress kids with that in second grade.
Nice. Very nicely done. Ryan Forth, how are you doing today? What's going on?
Phenomenal.
Very good. Very
just phenomenal.
Good. Nashville Predators phenomenal last night, Joe Rexroad. They went 4-1 against the Florida Panthers. They came out in the first period. I thought the first period the Predators played was about as good as you could have hoped for. I thought they were really good. They were locked in. The forecheck was strong. I thought they dominated the first period. It ends up being 1-1 after one, but I thought the Predators played really well. I thought they really swung in the second period. Florida really controlled that period. UC Saros was fantastic. I mean, he made some incredible saves. And then in the third period, you get a couple of timely goals. You pull away 4-1. That's a huge win for the Predators. The Stars beat the Carolina Hurricanes in overtime yesterday, so you remain 2 points ahead of the Stars. That's a massive win, a big-time performance, and also, Joe, one of those games where you just look at it and say, yep, thank you, UC Saros. That was unbelievable, some of the saves he made yesterday, especially in the second period.
Is that the best game he's ever played?
It's up there.
I would wonder.
It's up there.
I mean, I can't sit here and say I have like a top three in mind or anything like that, but I don't know that I've seen him play that well, because he was absolutely under siege, especially in the second period. Like you said, that was total domination from the Panthers, and you know how demoralizing that is. Every hockey team has gone through it, where you completely dominate a period, but then you lose the period. You know, but he not only was he under siege and like took. Wave after wave, he made some highlight saves. Some saves that, you know, he got a piece of his blocker on that one. I think that was arguably his best game. And, yeah, huge win for the Preds to keep pace, to stay ahead of Dallas. But I think also we talked about 4-15-1 becomes 5-15-1. You know, you gotta start showing that this change in your team – also, it is good enough for you to compete with the top three.
Yeah, and I thought the Predators, they took a big step last night in that. I mean, the forecheck, when they have got that thing going, it's pretty obvious that that's their game now, and that's what they execute really well. When they're winning, when they are playing the way they're capable of playing, that forecheck is a big part of it. I thought in the first period last night, I mean, it was just relentless. I mean, Florida was struggling to deal with it, and it's a Florida team. Look, I said it yesterday. They're going to put up a ton of shots, and they did. I mean, they basically threw 40 pucks at the net at UC Soros, and they didn't have Patrick Hornquist. And, you know, Joel Quenneville, it's kind of interesting the way he's been approaching the last few games. Like, Hornquist, I guess now is just not going to play any back-to-backs moving forward. He was a scratch yesterday. They're trying to save him for the playoffs. They were in a tie game with Carolina the other day late in the game. It was tied, and Quenneville pulls the goalie trying to get the regulation win, I guess just based on percentages trying to catch Carolina coming down the stretch here. Like, he's got an interesting approach to this last little stretch here. They're going to make the playoffs, and they're going to be fine, and they've continued to just roll right along without Ekblad. I mean, you look at their schedule. They've played Tampa Bay recently, Carolina recently. And even with a loss last night, they're 4-2 in their last six. So I would expect another good effort from them tonight. But Joel Quenneville made some interesting coaching decisions this year.
He's done some interesting replay decisions.
He has.
This year,
yes,
too.
He has.
But yeah, they are loaded. I mean, you know, Duclair and obviously Barkov is just a monster. Ugh. But Hubert, I mean, those guys are, that is a really good team. And, That second period, it wasn't quite like the first period against Carolina last weekend, but it was somewhat like, it was just, you know, just completely on your heels. And again, I mean, that is Soros' win right there.
Yeah.
You know, but to your point too, really good first period, the forecheck, I mean, the herd line, which I'm going with.
There's a big controversy now. Is it the herd line? Is it the beast line? Could it be the identity line?
Well, who's the first? So was Kara Hammer the first person who came up with any nickname for it?
I think so.
And it was Herdline.
Yeah.
Well, that right there means I don't want to hear any other stuff.
There you go.
But identity line's interesting.
Yeah.
So Poyle actually says identity line.
Identity line.
Like, not like, not like, you know, that's our identity line. He actually says the identity line.
The identity line.
I mean, that's kind of cool, but Herdline, you got to go with Herdline. And the Beast Line thing, that anybody who hasn't seen the C-Mace Hal Gill video yesterday, did they intend to speed that up?
I think so. I don't know. You never know with those two.
Oh, yeah. 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 That's pretty good. Right, little Randy Macho Man.
Yeah, that's pretty nicely
done.
We'll
see if he can do that for us later.
We'll see how that goes. UC Soros, a huge game yesterday, but also some timely goals. I mean, you get a goal by Nick Cousins in the second period to go up 2-1. He didn't generate a ton offensively, but Cousins with a huge goal in front of the net. So we talked about, like, if Forsberg is coming back in at some point this week, which he did not yesterday, who are you taking out? And I think we both said Nick Cousins. He goes out and scores last night, and that line I thought played really well with him, Halla. Matt Duchene, that pass to the slot on Halla's goal, it's just beautiful.
Backhand.
I mean, it's one of those plays, and I know Duchene's not the most popular guy right now among Predators fans, but if you were of the mindset of, hey, why is Matt Duchene playing? That play right there is a pretty clear example of why he's playing. I mean, that's a very difficult pass to make anyway, much less on the backhand. I mean, it was beautiful, right in the middle to Eric Halla to the slot. I mean, that's a play right there. That's the combination of the work ethic you're trying to establish, but also you have to have some skill to go along with it, and Duchene's play was pretty good, pretty high-level play.
Big time. And this is the two things being true. You can be mad at Duchene. You can say, hey, that's not $8 million worth of play. Where's the goals? That's fine. Don't tell me you want him out of the lineup. I mean, since he's been back, he has been a threat. He has created chances. That was not the only thing he created last night. You want him in the lineup. This you know, this team needs people who create offense. So you can say he's not earning his salary, but Duchene should be the one sitting. No, he should not be the one sitting.
If this team needs to, or if this team wants to go on a run, they need Duchene playing like he did last night and has been playing in the last week or so.
And I feel like the whole question with him coming back in, you know, was he going to buy in? I don't see any signs of concern there at all.
No, I don't either. I mean, I think that's just kind of what this team is now. They've bought in, and I don't know that that's going to change. Now, does that mean they're just going to, you know, ride this wave to a Stanley Cup? Probably not. But I think it's pretty clear that everybody has bought in, And there is a very noticeable difference between what this team looked like a month and a half ago and what they look like now. Like, think about the last time Florida came in here at Bridgestone Arena. It was right before the road trip. And we look, I even wondered right before that 8-game road trip and how ugly it was against the Panthers. I was like, okay, is that the last time we're going to see Matias Ekholm ever play at Bridgestone Arena in a Predators uniform? Like, that thought crossed my mind that last game they were there. And the turnaround that's taken place since then has been pretty remarkable. And they're keeping it rolling. Still vibing. Vibing right through last night.
What was the game that the score 5 goals game from Johansson?
That was early in the road
trip.
That
was Carolina. That was the second game in Carolina.
Yeah, okay.
And then the game
right after
that. Right, the game after that, they had a good effort but lost in Tampa. And then the second game of Tampa is when the whole run started.
Yep.
So it was right before, yeah.
Go score 5 goals.
Yes. Thank you, Ryan.
A lot of Johansson, yeah. Kara, Robbie.
Yeah.
It's all this mix of magic.
Yeah.
We're vibing, Robbie.
It's working out well. It's working out well. I'd like to know their record since he said that. It's got to be pretty good.
Well, they were rolling, but they were mid-roll,
yeah,
right there. But good stat from Vingan last night, and he hit on that that game, which I think was right after that game. They were 11-16-1, right? So they're 16-5-1, tied with the Golden Knights since March 15th.
Yeah,
for the best in the NHL.
Yeah.
So look, man. UC Soros, I mean, talk about, we should almost go back and find some of the clips that we had,
yeah,
from a couple months ago about UC Soros.
Yeah.
It's amazing how often you can be made to look a fool by sports.
Yep, and he's been unbelievable, and he continued that last night. Also a goal for the Herd Line last night. Trennan gets one of the, he had like a, within the first 4 minutes of the game,
oh, he had a
breakaway,
beauty.
And I was like, here we go. That fourth line again. It's coming out. He missed it. And then he gets the redirection. Tanner Janot with the shot. Trennan going to the front of the net, redirecting the puck. Again, you just can't take him out. You can't mess with that line right now.
I mean, Janot, who the heck was he grappling with?
Was that Mackenzie Weegar?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. It was Weegar. Yeah. Yes. he was like, yeah, and he's like, yeah.
I don't think so.
Did you say something?
Maybe Tuesday night, buddy.
Yeah.
Didn't Weegar like cross check him in the face?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Probably won't do that again.
No, those guys are. They're must see. Like, honestly, the only line last night that I didn't think was just tremendous was Johansson's line.
Yeah.
You know, but that line is like, you got to put your, you know, you got to like focus, like don't miss this right here.
Yeah.
When the heck do you ever say that about a fourth line?
But I know.
It's like, you know, they kind of remind me of.
Who's that?
I'm going to piss off some Predators fan. They remind me a little bit of the grind line.
Yeah,
little
I
bit.
I knew you were going to say that.
Look at Porth with that, shake of the head. The grind line, baby. Draper, Maltby, and McCarty. Not quite. It's
by
a little
the way,
different, but.
I know this is very sad for Red Wings fans last night with Dallas getting the 2 points. The Red Wings officially eliminated from playoff contention.
Mm. Yeah, that's a toughie.
It's a tough
R.I.P.
one. Yeah. Tough one last night.
That make you feel a little better, Porth?
Sure.
There you go.
So a lot of Red Wing emotion there in the last 30 seconds here on the program. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation on the Nashville Predators. UC Soros was fantastic last night. A heavy workload, especially in the second period. What should the Predators do in goal tonight against the Florida Panthers in the second half of a back-to-back? We'll talk about it next. This is Robbie and Rex Road. You're on ESPN 102.5, The Game.
LaMico in the left wing corner for Nudavara. Toward the net it goes. Swimming with it there is Achari. And then shot goes over the crossbar from the slot. Right in front was Noel Achari.
I think Juice made a save on that one. Somehow he got a blocker on it.
2 seconds left. And that's going to do it. The Nashville Predators win this one with 2 third period goals by a score of 4-1.
I just think that the consistency level that he's played with and to be ready mentally every night to play the way that he needs to play has been a real good growth step for him. It's been a huge step for our team.
UC Soros phenomenal in goal once again for the Nashville Predators last night, backstopping them to a 4-1 win against the Florida Panthers. He made 39 saves on 40 shots, some of which Joe Rexrode. Very, very high quality in the game last night for UC Soros. The second period, he was dominant. When he had to make the easy saves, he made them look easy. When he had to make the hard saves, he made them look easy. It was pretty incredible what he was able to do last night.
Yeah, look, some of these games along the way here, he's been good, but he hasn't been as tested. You know, they've played really well in front of him. Last night, you know, Florida's forecheck at times was just overwhelming.
Yep.
And they got some odd man rushes, and I just thought he took on a bundle of primo chances and found a way to turn them all the way after that early goal. I think that might be his best game. I mean, someone out there come up with something better. You know, everybody has great games here and there. Maybe Soros had an incredible game in 2018. I'm forgetting. But talk about the stakes and, you know, even sort of the growing attention over what he's doing. The opponent and the way the opponent played, that was absolutely elite. That was Vezina-level stuff last night.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible. I mean, I think back to the road trip, I think it was at Florida, where he made 40 saves, allowed one. He was awesome in that game. I mean, even a couple weekends ago, the loss against Carolina.
Oh, no doubt.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
In that game. I mean, he's had a lot of really good ones. That game last night was right up there with any of them. And, you know, the kid, you know, you listen to him talk after the game, he's just, hey, guys, out here playing hockey. Doesn't seem like anything's getting to him. He's just out there playing hockey and playing at a really high level right now for the Nashville Predators. And, look, again, he's probably not going to win the Vezina Trophy, but I do think he's putting himself into a conversation right now that if you would have told me this time 3 weeks ago that he would be in, I'd just been like, all right, I mean, sure, whatever. Again, I don't think he's going to win. I think Vasilevsky's probably, it's his award to lose at this point. I know that Hellebuck's played really well as well for Winnipeg, but man, UC Soros is playing really well right now.
Yeah, you know, honestly, like that Chicago meltdown, it probably still wouldn't have made a difference. But just from a numbers perspective,
yeah,
you know, that was, you know, the NBC Sports game and everything, and obviously you get three in a row there. But you know, other than that, and again, we've already talked about it, that stuff. That wasn't him, but it's still, it's not going to help you in this coming from way back effort. But, like, I don't know. Keep an open mind. What if he just goes nuts? They go nuts. You know, Tampa Bay ends up third. I don't know.
Could happen. I mean, I'm not going to totally discount that as a possibility for sure. Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Trey text in, if you told me that was prime Pecorine in disguise as UC Soros in net last night, I would have believed you. Compare last night's film to any of Pekka's games. Soros has learned so much from Pekka's game, and it makes me wonder if that will result in him being even better than Pekka in years to come.
Listen to the things we're saying now about UC Soros. Again, like we should – Porth, you're not busy on a daily basis, are you? You should go back and find some of the dumb stuff that I said about Soros. Like, I would welcome some hilarious clips of me.
Sure. Okay.
Sure.
You're fine, right? You got time for this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, but it, like, seriously – for weeks, it was like, okay, well, I guess Soros is like the bridge guy. Is he good enough to be the bridge guy? I don't know. Maybe. They let him walk, and now it's like, gosh, how much do they have to pay him?
Yeah.
But, I mean,
it's a good problem to have.
But the conversation around this entire team, you could say the same thing.
Sure.
Yes, for sure.
But
especially him.
Yeah. I mean, all the conversation was... I mean, think back to February. Pecorine was stealing the number one job back from him.
Yep.
Think back to the road trip where everything turned around. I mean, Pekka was – he started that. It wasn't that long ago that Soros wasn't even the guy.
Wasn't Soros hurt at the start
he was
of the
hurt.
Road trip?
Yeah, but I mean, even up until that point, Pekka was playing well.
That's right. So this is all right after – the injury,
yeah,
and of course we have no idea what it was, right?
When he got clocked behind the net in that Carolina game.
That's right.
You got a pretty good idea what it was.
So it's almost like it's like a superhero story, you know?
Could be like Spider-Man in there.
Yeah, you get you get the spider bite, and all of a sudden, I mean, seriously, like a few weeks ago, it was like, is this what he is?
Yeah.
I don't know what this time period is that establishes that. I just know that every night I expect him to be great, and he doesn't disappoint. So
no.
I don't know what else to say about it right now.
Since he came back from injury, he's 13-4-1 with a .947 save percentage.
You're going to win a lot of games with a .947.
What's his goals against?
I can't compute that real quick, like in my head.
Come on, Porth.
Can't compute. Robot Porth can't compute. Hey, doesn't matter. I bet that goals against is pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty good.
You're scoring a .947 save percentage. You're in pretty good shape.
I feel like we're putting a lot on Porth's plate like already, and it's just the first 20 minutes of the show.
Yeah, exactly right. Got some text to read as well, Ryan Porth. So we had the conversation yesterday. You got a back-to-back set with the Predators against Florida, Monday and Tuesday. So they're back at it tonight. UC Soros was awesome last night. Now, he also faced 40 shots. We've talked about it. This is the last logical area of the schedule to me where Pekka could get a game. What say you, Joe Rextrode, with as well as UC Soros played last night, the run he's been on, we just read off the numbers right there, and how important every point is and is going to be moving forward here. How much consideration do you give to putting Soros back in there tonight, or are you sticking with what you said yesterday and saying, hey, tonight's Pekka's game?
Pred's Facebook, Pred's Twitter, join me. It's time to start Pekka Rinne.
There you go.
And I really believe that. And I think it's a fascinating decision here for John Hines, and it's got to be a tough one. But you give Soros 4 days off to totally recharge, and then it's 5 games in 10 days to the end. 5 super high-pressure games in 10 days. And sure, 2 of them are against Columbus, but you got the Dallas monster game Saturday, and of course you end up with Carolina 2 at home. That could determine postseason or not. I think I want Soros as fresh as possible for that, and I can't imagine after last night that he couldn't use a break today. I mean, I understand you could make the argument, well, there's 3 days off if you play tonight and you still get to recharge, but man, he did more than a game's worth of work last night.
He did, and I was interested to see what the workload was going to look like, and I said it yesterday, like, I'm starting Soros on Monday. I'm kind of playing it by ear, and if he's got to do a lot, probably going with Pekka on Tuesday. I don't know, man. I'd be really tempted to go back with Soros tonight. I really would. I mean, I'll be to put it to you this way. My guess is Soros is going to be in net tonight.
Is that right?
I don't know that I completely agree with it. I understand it. My guess is he's going to play tonight.
You agree?
I am 100% going back to Soros tonight.
Okay, but what do you think will happen?
Soros.
Okay.
Just a guess.
Am I 100% going to Pekka? I'm going to Pekka. I'm more than 50% going. It's tough. But I'm like 65-35. You should go with Pekka. Yeah, you guys are probably right, though. He'll probably go with Soros.
I mean, he's got I understand what you're saying about 4 days off before Dallas, but he would still have 3 days off before Dallas. And Dallas keeps winning. You need every single point, and Soros has been so stinking good. And I looked at the goals against average. It's 1.7.
It's pretty good.
Nice so job. 1.7 goals against average to go with a 13-4-1 record and a .947 save percentage.
I'm less That's concerned good. With the rest before Dallas. Like, I look, 3 days, 4 days, I think he's going to be rested up either way. The question I would have if I'm John Hines is, all right, what about this game tonight? Like, is he fresh enough to be on his game tonight? That's the question you got to answer.
And if he's feeling it from last night, which, gosh, how could he not? And, you know, you come out against that team, it wouldn't be hard to give up 4 or 5 quick goals on against those guys. You know, then now it's like, well, gosh, you should have. It's easy to second guess it. I mean, some of it's probably a conversation with Soros today, right? But I'd be that is a intense night of work he had. I agree. Like, the rest will be good. The rest will be good either way before Dallas. You know, this whole team, that the schedule breaks pretty well for them with Dallas. Even though the game in hand there, it's still a tough game for Dallas that they have to play. But it's just tonight. After that, I mean, I just feel like you've got good goalie depth here. You know, you've got a guy who's won a lot of big games for you. And know, that could be a little bit of an inspiration, too, to have him in goal for a night.
The last time the Preds hosted the same team back-to-back nights at Bridgestone Arena, well, it was actually afternoons, but they played Columbus on a Saturday-Sunday at home. Saros got both starts, and he was fantastic in both games.
Yeah, that was Columbus.
Yeah, it's
Columbus is not Florida.
It's sure.
That's true.
Thank you, Mr. Obvious.
You're welcome. Well, I remember that. I think we actually argued about that too, right? Or we just I suspect you guys are right that it will be Saros. I'm going with Preds Facebook.
It's a dangerous place to be, but I hear you.
You got the other team doesn't have the scouting report on Pekka.
That's true. They don't.
Yeah, right. They don't know what they might see.
That's true.
You totally throw a curveball at them. But seriously, if I'm in charge, I'm going with Pekka Rinne.
Well, and I think the thing to also keep in mind in this discussion is, yes, Pekka's 38, and yes, I mean, you look at his save percentage. I mean, it's not great. You still feel pretty good about Pekka Rinne being able to come in and help you win a game. Like, it's not like there's no confidence that he can come in and do it. Like, honestly, like, if this was last season, towards the end of the year, I'm not even having this conversation because I didn't have very much trust in Pekka Rinne. Like, he just wasn't playing well.
I mean, I have no idea what to expect from him now.
Well, that's true. He hadn't played in a while. But, I think the body of work this year largely has been pretty good from Pekka Rinne.
I mean, isn't this also – this is not at all anything that would go through John Hines' head, but wouldn't it also – I mean, this is kind of a cool story right here developing.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't it even make the story a little cooler if he came in out of the bullpen one night and got a W?
Yeah. Hey, if the fan base knew that Pekka was starting tonight and that this could be the last one. I mean, if it is Pekka tonight, this very well could be the last game he ever starts. I'm not saying it will be. I don't know how the schedule is going to break down the stretch. Maybe the Predators have clinched things and they've wrapped up that fourth spot by that last Carolina game and Pekka plays again. Maybe he's got to play again in the playoffs for some reason. I don't know. But this logically could be the last game he ever plays if he decides to retire this offseason. Like, that could be what we're staring at tonight. It's pretty weird to think about.
Porth just wants to cast him aside. Discard him.
Just see him.
Have a seat, Pekka.
See you, buddy.
Why don't you go sit up in the stands and have some popcorn?
Jeez.
We'll get you free popcorn.
That's right. We'll continue the conversation on the Predators when we come back, including the identity that we talked about earlier. There was a Predators player last night that voiced it better than I ever could in terms of the difference of this team. We'll get to that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
We're vibing, Robbie. Vibing, 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 vibing. We're vibing, Robbie.
The Predators continue to be vibing last night. A 4-1 win against the Florida Panthers. UC Saros sensational in goal. And they're back at it again tonight against the Florida Panthers. We'll see if they can get 4 points against the Panthers. I did say yesterday, if you can win one of these games, you're in good shape heading into the weekend against Dallas. Obviously, like, you're going to need to win that Dallas game. I think that goes without saying.
What if Dallas keeps beating Carolina, man?
Oh, man.
Carolina and Tampa Bay this week left.
I got to be honest with you. I was surprised by that last night. Dallas getting it done. They were up 2-0 and then up 3-2. And then they come back and tie the game.
And, of course, it went to overtime.
And it goes to overtime.
Every game they play goes to overtime.
That's what the Dallas Stars do, is somehow find a way to end up in overtime. But this time, they won. Carolina's been struggling a little bit in overtime lately.
That's a massive save to get the two after letting Carolina tie it up 4 minutes left. So
we'll see if the Hurricanes can respond tonight. They're playing tonight as well on the second half of back-to-back. Tonight will be the final home game of the season for the Dallas Stars, which is pretty incredible. They've got 7 games left after tonight. Every single one of them are going to be on the road. So you feel good about that if you're the Predators. It probably means a little bit less this year with the lack of home ice advantage in some of these buildings. But you feel better about their last 7 games being on the road.
Yeah, that's wild.
It is wild.
So what would it have been? Because I know a couple of those are makeups, but it still would have been like 5 in a row, right? To end on the road?
Yeah, 4 probably.
At least
4.
So 3 of these are makeups, is that right?
I'd have to go back and look at exactly how many. But
Porth, do you have that answer ready for us?
My guess is yes. Three of these probably makeups. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is.
Had to make them up at some point, though. And here they are at the end of the schedule for the Dallas Stars.
They got games in hand. They're playing better. They're healthier. If you're them, you'd rather have those games now than earlier.
I guess Tyler Seguin's coming back at some point, like we thought maybe last week. He's been skating, and not yet. So we'll see at some point whether or not he's ready to come back.
What if Saturday night is the return of Seguin for the Stars and Forsberg for the Preds?
Could be. At least Corey Perry's not there taking other people out.
No kidding.
Gotta watch out for that guy. Joe, it was pretty clear last night, and I noticed it a few different times. There was one play, and I can't remember exactly who it was. It may have been Nick Cousins. He just totally forced a turnover behind the net on the forecheck and just took it away from a Florida defenseman. Like, you see, you know, a defenseman get pressured, and they get rid of the puck before you want to get rid of it, and you force turnovers that way. Somebody came behind the net last night and literally stole the puck away from a defenseman. I've not seen that happen very often. The forecheck, especially in the first period, I mean, it was relentless from the Predators last night. I thought they got back to it a little bit better in the third period as well. And Nick Cousins talked about after the game just the identity of this group right now and how much different they look from this time a month and a half ago to where they are right now. Here's what Predators forward Nick Cousins had to say.
You know, we have four lines that can get on the forecheck and make it hard on their D. I mean, I think our forwards reloads in the offensive zone has been a lot better the last half of the year. Just to, I mean, have our D be able to pinch and stay in and create more offense. I mean, we're scoring a lot more goals than we were earlier in the year, and we're giving up a lot less too. So, I mean, we look like a completely different team from the start of the year, and all our forwards are buying into the identity we want to play in. With that, you have success. So, I mean, we just gotta keep it going. I mean, the way we're playing right now, it's tough to compete with us.
I think you could kind of hear it there in Nick Cousins' voice talking about, you know, the forecheck leading to better offensive opportunities. Your D are able to come in and pinch a little bit more often. We've seen Roman Josi very active lately as well in the offensive zone. And Nick Cousins saying we look like a completely different team out there. I credit the forecheck with a lot of it. I mean, obviously, UC Saros has been great. We've talked a lot about him and the difference that he's made. But offensively, I think the biggest difference in how they're scoring more goals now is the forecheck and just getting the puck, forcing turnovers, and creating odd man situations going the other way. I mean, they've been really good at it. And that was virtually, I'm not going to say non-existent, but it was very rare early in the season. I mean, they just didn't get in on the forecheck very well at all.
Right after that, Cousins said, and by the way, I should stay in the lineup the rest of the way. No questions asked, everyone.
Yes.
That's first thought after he scored that goal, which was, of course, on the forecheck.
Yeah.
Great job. They, you know, they get back there. They force a turnover. Quick pass.
Hall, great play. Yeah.
And Hall has been really playing. No, I mean, it's that's what they have to do. I mean, they're not going to outspeed people. You know, obviously, you bring back Forsberg. You have Deshane now. Deshane gives you some plays here and there, you know, where you can get into the clear and be threatening. But this team is a bullying, forechecking team right now. And they're all doing it, you know. You expect the fourth line to just be terrorizing defensemen on the boards. But everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
And that's totally different. I mean, early this season, I mean, there's so much that's different. How about the power play last night? I thought that was one of the best-looking power plays of the year.
Yeah, it was great. And on Granlund's goal specifically, Chris Mason did a great job of breaking this down after the goal was scored on the replay. Roman Josi. It's ridiculous. I mean, he's got the puck. Florida's got the stick in the lane. And Josi just holds on to it long enough until he sees that stick go the other way and just rips it right through traffic. Granlund's there for the rebound. It's little plays like that that just make Roman Josi so good. And the power play as a whole last night, they moved the puck well. I mean, it's look, there's a noticeable difference with Tolvanen back in. It slots other people where they're supposed to be as well. Like having Deshane on the second unit come back in, I think is really good too. When you get Forsberg back, I mean, you're going to be cooking with gas at that point. But I mean, there's a pretty noticeable difference with Tolvanen in there.
I mean, because that's the thing. Before, and that was a brilliant play by Yossi. Before that, Tolvanen, you know, his feel on that is it's very, very good. So you think about Forsberg in there with that. So that looks different. Well, of course, the penalty kill looks a little different now than it used to as well. We didn't talk about that, but
not giving up a power play goal every time you go out there. Pretty good strategy to continue success here.
The then versus now stats on the penalty kill would be interesting.
Yeah, probably need to find that.
Got that, Porth?
Got any stats available for us?
Sure, it's a lot better now than it used to be.
Attaboy. We're well done.
We'll take that.
So my question for Predators fans, look, I think we would all agree the identity this team has now, the way you play on the forecheck, obviously the goaltending, I mean, that's how you have success in the playoffs. I mean, that's the formula. You've got to be able to get in there on the forecheck, make life very difficult for the other team. They've been doing that. That's how you generate offense. You're not going to score a whole lot of pretty goals in the playoffs. I mean, you're just not. Time and space gets limited. You've got to find ways to manufacture offense. And this team looks very different in that regard. My question for Predators fans is, do you actually believe this team can make a run? Like, is there, with each passing game, with each passing week, do you believe this team can be dangerous in the playoffs? Let us know on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll get to that coming up. Also, some news yesterday in the NHL about the television broadcast that I think could be very, very cool moving forward. We'll talk about that next as well. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Make sure you're tuning in later on in the show as we reveal a keyword for you to text into the game line for your chance to win the T-Mobile Hockey Homegate Giveaway, a Dos Equis prize pack including a case of beer, dessert from Nothing But Cakes, a T-Mobile prize pack, and food provided by 312 Pizza Company in Germantown. We'll have that opportunity coming up for you a little bit later here in the show. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Asking the question, as the Predators continue to stack up wins, as they continue to play well, and as UC Staros continues to play at an elite level, do you think this Predators team can make a run? Can they make a serious, deep playoff run? Let us know on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. John from Kentucky text in, to be dangerous, they need one of the top two lines to get red hot. Always seems to be a characteristic of cup-winning teams, is a really hot top line, and then a consistent second line as well. I would agree. I mean, you're going to need – look, there's still an element to this. If you're going to make a deep run, yeah, you're going to have to keep playing the same style. You're also going to need some of your big-money players, whether it's Forsberg or Duchesne or Johansson, whoever, to really heat up and kind of lead the way offensively. Like, there's still got to be – you know, that element of this discussion as well. I'm interested to see what Forsberg looks like when he comes back. I think Johansson has largely been good as of late. I wasn't overly impressed with that line last night. Duchesne's played well since he's come back in. Now, there needs to be an uptick in production, I think, from all those guys. To John's point, you are going to need some of that to make a deep run in the playoffs.
Well, goal a game from the herd line. Put that down right now and then start there.
Yep.
But think about when I think about, you know, Preds playoff offensive futility. I mean, I think first about that Dallas series.
Yeah.
You know, how much could that team have benefited from the forecheck the way it is right now, or that line? You know, I mean, back then it was just like they were just skating into the abyss.
I'm here to tell
nothing
you.
To, you know.
If that team with as much talent as they had played this way, they had a wipe floor with Dallas in that series.
But did they have the guys to play that way? They had some guys. Well, they had guys like Johansson and Forsberg that you think can be physical in any situation. But
Kyle Turris not playing that way, though.
Right. They didn't have Kyle Turris. You know, and again, they had Rocco.
Yeah.
And Rocco and everyone else.
Hey, he lit it up.
He did.
But even someone like an Austin Watson, who needs to play that way, didn't play that way consistent enough. I mean, Rocco Grimaldi in that series was really the only one at forward that was playing with any sort of consistency. And that top line was a complete pushover.
Yeah.
I mean, Dallas just did whatever they wanted in
and Brian Boyle
in that series.
And their forwards did whatever they wanted to some of the Preds defensemen too.
Exactly. But,
yeah. So, like, here's like this team right now would be much more equipped for that series.
Well, and not only with the way they're playing, but how many times do we see a team that has been playing playoff hockey for the last 3 months of the season go on a run?
Yeah.
I mean, we see that a lot in this league. Not,
yeah.
I mean, I understand that this team has had struggles all season with Carolina and Tampa Bay to an extent, but they've played a lot better against Tampa Bay since the identity changed.
Oh,
but,
they have.
But, I mean, we see this all the time where a team that gets hot late in the year can carry that into the playoffs.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that says, assuming we continue to play well all the way to the last two games of the season against Carolina, those last two games will tell us all we need to know about how the Predators might perform in the playoffs. What do you think about that? The last two games against Carolina. Now, my response to that would be, all right, what's at stake the last two games against Carolina? Is Carolina playing for something? Are the Predators playing for something? I mean, those are two questions I would need to have answered before I would totally agree with that. But I do think it's important. Like, if Carolina is going to be the team that ends up winning this division, if you're the Predators and that's going to be your first-round opponent, like, I do think, you know, not losing all eight games against them in the regular season might be advantageous going into the playoffs. Find a way to get some wins.
That might be a good thing. Yeah, and I would suspect the Preds will be playing for something. You know, I don't know about Carolina, but, you know, that's another thing. It's not good for the Preds that Dallas won last night.
No.
You know, Carolina still gets a point, but you want that top seed to be in play as long as possible. Now, of course, then you'd like it to be over for Carolina by the time you get to them at the very end. But so right now, so they got a 2-point lead, but they do have two games in hand on Florida. But just a 3-point lead over Tampa Bay right now, and they're both at 48 games, eight games to play apiece. So that could go.
A win tonight for Carolina would be beneficial on both sides.
Yeah.
Where Carolina extends their lead in the division and they keep Dallas from getting 2 points.
Yeah. Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. James texts in, scary playoff teams are red hot at the start of the playoffs and have scoring from all four lines. When your bottom six are scoring goals, your team is very dangerous. Can't wait until we get Forsberg and Fabbro back. To James's point, I mean, the bottom six right now, they're scoring goals. I mean, you get a goal from the Hurd line last night. You get two goals from Halla's line last night. I know they're technically the third line right now with Halla, Duchesne, and Nick Cousins. Interested to see where Forsberg slots in when he comes back in, but you do need goals from everyone. I mean, think back to 2017. They got goals from a whole bunch of different people. I mean, Vern Fiddler had a game winner in game one against St. Louis. I mean, you have to have scoring up and down the lineup, and right now they're getting that from everybody.
How dare you not mention Harry Zollner, Chuck?
That's true. That was disrespectful.
Zollnierczyk.
You'll never forget how to spell it, yes.
Boom.
Nice.
SUPERCALIFRAGILISCSEEXPIALIDOCIOUS.
There you go. That's redemption right there from Joe Rexroad. That's for sure. But yeah, I mean,
where do you go from there, really?
That's a good point.
Well, how do you transition from that?
I don't. I go to moneypuck.com and look at the updated odds from last night. The Predators at 61.7% after their win last night to make the playoffs. Dallas at 37.5%. So I want to say
yesterday.
It didn't
really change, right?
Didn't change much. I think Dallas was at like 38.5% yesterday. I don't know what's going on here with Money Puck. But I'm just telling you what they say. 61.7% chance for Nashville, 37.5% for Dallas.
Is there a particular reason you trust MoneyPuck.com?
No.
Okay.
Just the side I
just
go
just came
to.
Across that website. Just,
there it is.
That's a problem in society.
Hey, it
coming
is.
Across these random websites and believing them.
It's true.
Yeah, but 60% sounds roughly about right. You know, I think the you don't want to overreact. I'm stiff arming the 2017 talk. I mean, it's a totally different situation. You know, I mean. But even just the idea of, like, this deep run, It reminds me a little bit of the Blues a couple years ago. A little bit. Well, you know,
there we go.
Just a little bit.
Come on.
I mean, I'm on the fringe of that. Nah, I'm just saying, when you have a goaltender on a role like this, and that was out, I mean, that was really outside of what that guy was, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've come to find out.
Maybe Jordan Binnington is Cam Ward.
Wow.
Okay.
That's pretty harsh.
I mean, is it wrong?
No, not. Not now.
So far,
two years ago, he was.
He's pretty good.
So, maybe someday Saros will come back to Earth, and we're not seeing someone take it to a permanent next level. But right now, he's at that level.
He is at that level. And
so you start there. I mean, we've been talking about what to make a run and bottom six score, all that stuff. You start there.
Sure.
And it's hard to not have some real interest in what this team could do if he's playing like this.
Yep.
Robbie, you've been mentioning moneypuck.com. There's also sportsclubstats.com.
Sure, there's a lot of them.
Which has been my go-to over the years.
Yeah.
Preds have a 50.9% chance of the playoffs, according to sportsclubstats.com.
How is there an 11% difference?
Dallas is at 46.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So who do we trust?
Well, I mean, to me, it's just like, it's the game Saturday.
Yeah,
I would expect that whoever wins that game, if whoever wins that game wins it in regulation, I would suspect that team will get to the playoffs. Now, maybe Dallas's schedule will gobble them up anyway.
Good.
I would because of that, I would put the Preds higher than just 50.
I would agree.
I think your precious money puck.
That's right.
Is probably a little bit more on point.
Get out of here, Sports Club Stats. No time for you. We're a moneypuck.com show here.
What does Vingan use?
I'm sure he's uses a big about nine
analytics
of them.
Yeah. guy.
Doesn't he use sports logic?
Something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Very quickly.
The Elias Sports Bureau.
Yeah. Very quickly. Came out yesterday that the NHL on NBC is going to be no more. We know about the deal with ESPN. I think we'll all agree that's a very good thing for the NHL. Now Turner Sports, TNT, getting involved with the NHL as well. What do you think of that? What do you think of the rest of the TV deal in the United States going with TNT and Turner Sports? Can we get Charles Barkley on some calls?
Oh, hey, you know what? Charles Barkley on college hoops, I just as well have him on some hockey. I remember Charles hanging out here.
Final.
He was here. He was here for the Stanley Cup. He's a Preds fan.
Yeah.
No, I like it. It'll be interesting. It's weird. It's weird to think about it, but
it
I think it's good. And obviously, the ESPN aspect of it is very exciting.
My only issue with it is that three of the next four Stanley Cup Finals are going to be on cable television and not network television.
Yeah.
And
I mean, the games on NBCSN versus NBC have typically been rated lower over the years. So
that's just where things are going. I mean, obviously, even like the NCAA championship has been on TNT, right?
Yep.
I mean, they've switched that around between CBS or those Turner networks. So I hear you, but I mean, it's not what it used to be, right?
No,
you're right. It's better ratings if you're on network TV still, but.
Well, and how many people are going to watch via like the ESPN app or ESPN Plus or something like that? Like trying to find a game on NBC Sports Network sometimes. Like unless you're a hockey fan and you want like trying to attract a casual sports fan on NBC Sports Network, just doesn't work. You know, it's not going to work. It was never going to work. And I think this is a really good thing for the NHL. Now, what I hope happens is with ESPN and TNT coming into this, you start to have a little fun with your hockey coverage rather than your, this is what happened tonight, Connor McDavid had two goals stuff. Like, part of what makes the NBA on TNT great is the studio show. A lot of times really has nothing to do with basketball. It's just about Charles Barkley. And it's very hard to replicate that.
Yeah.
I realize that. You're not going to replicate that. But I hope the NHL can have a little bit more fun with some things than they've had in the past.
Well, you know how to do that.
How's that?
Finally, Don Cherry, Mike Melberry,
yes.
Head-to-head.
put
point
your
network,
point
baby.
Counterpoint.
Come
put
on, Ronick in there too.
Yeah, yeah. Add Ronick in
there. I
was
kidding about really, those two guys.
Really get things spiced up. When we come back, we will switch gears and get into the Tennessee Titans. John Robinson spoke yesterday to the media about the draft and had some very interesting comments about a couple of popular positions that we've talked about. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesaling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
"I found Nirvana! I win!"
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.